This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Authentic, real English.
From the BBC.
Hello and welcome to Authentic Real English from BBC Learning English. 欢迎大家收听地道英语节目，我是冯菲菲。
And hello, it's me. Neil.
Neil, 你没事吧？
I can't stop itching.
Oh dear, that's very uncomfortable. What's caused that?
Well, it's probably because I've started gardening. I've planted some flowers and I've started growing my own vegetables.
你在花园种了花还种了菜，真厉害。It sounds like you've been bitten by the bug.
Yes, bugs in the garden. That's what's causing me to itch. Ugh.
你身上痒痒有可能是被花园里的小虫子咬了。不过我说的Bitten by the bug 可不是这个意思。在英语里，我们可以用 bitten by the bug 来描述某人对做某事儿非常感兴趣，着了迷。这里用被虫子咬了来比喻一个人被某件事情给迷上了，从而热爱做此事儿。But in your case, Neil, it looks like you've been bitten by both types of bugs.
Yep. Can we have some examples, please?
Ballroom dancing is back in fashion, and Katerina's been bitten by the bug. She's bought a sequin dress to wear at her lessons. Lynn's been bitten by the fitness bug. He spends hours at the gym every day. I've been bitten by the travel bug. I'm always looking for new destinations to visit.
你正在收听的是 BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目。在这期节目中，我们教大家如何用表达 bitten by the bug 来描述对做某事感兴趣。So it's great that you've become interested in gardening, Neil.
Thanks, but not great if bugs are going to bite me every time I go into the garden.
Maybe it's not bugs. I've heard that poison ivy can cause severe itching.
Ooh, I don't like the sound of that.Maybe gardening isn't for me. Can I be unbitten by the bug?
No, Neil, but I know what you mean.
Right, I'm off to buy some cream to soothe my itches. Bye.
Bye.
Authentic Real English.
From BBC Learning English.